general concern of all devotees is the future of the Sangha and our movement. And we tried last year to have some productive meetings here, but as usual, there is so little time to really discuss all the important topics. And actually, one agenda item on last year's meeting, which was at the bottom, was to discuss the organization of our Sangha. It was on the agenda, but we never got to it, because there's only like 1 hour every day, and many other topics were discussed. So I felt it was fair that we should start with the agenda in this meeting with that at the top. And then other devotees can also make suggestions on the agenda of the meeting. We asked Dr. Samaj to share the meeting because he's very good at doing that. And anyone who can speak, let's try to focus on the really important issues. And I'm sure there are many, but there's very limited amount of time, so I will hand this over now to you.
So first thing is, I'd like to know, we are going to tape the whole proceeding. So if there's any doubt about who said what and when and how they said it, we've got a tape. But we should have a secretary make key notes and highlights, so because we won't have time to transcribe this type right away. So who will be a good secretary for the meeting, please?
I think maybe Srila. Srila's good. He's a literary person.
Okay. Srila. You know, the high points that we conclude on.
By telling how they have expressed the desire. That's why we're having this meeting.
Okay.
Yeah. And also the history, because Nitya Deshpande was there in 96 with me. And I wanted to mention that also.
Well, I think, all right, well, when am I calling you to...
How long is the meeting going to be?
Well, I'm supposed to leave in about half an hour, so I can try to reschedule, but...
Amount of time for each point. Yeah,
I think we have to have a schedule in terms of how long anybody can speak. But I'd like to make one comment up front, is that we all know each other to some extent, but I'd like that we can all agree on one thing, that we all came to Srila Gurudev Sangha for the same reason, not to be entangled in so many worldly affairs about our movement, but for the real thing. So I don't think we need to at length discuss this topic. I think we're all on the same page already. So we can actually reluctantly all discuss about the things that still need to be done in order to facilitate a favorable environment for the devotees to be able to get together and practice what Srila Gurudev and Srila Prabhupada and our Guru Acharyas have come to give us and to teach us how to practice Krishna consciousness.
Actually, rather than the whole history, which may be appropriate, but given the time constraints, maybe I can just bring us up to speed, because there have been two meetings now with Srila Gurudev, and I don't, for some reason, although I wasn't actually officially part of the group, Gurudev specifically requested that I be at those two meetings. And then there was a third meeting outside of that meeting with the people involved, which I attended, between the two meetings with Gurudev. So actually, this is what precipitated a bit this meeting. But just some more recent history was that in Navadvip, Vrajana called Nanda Gopal Prabhu from here and myself into the room and said, Gurudev wants us to form a board of trustees, so we've decided to make a board of trustees, Vishamarani, Madhava, Maharaj, Vrajana, Gopinath, Budara, Radhakanta, and six. And he said more, maybe six or seven, and then more may be added later. He was kind of by way of consolation saying, Nanda Gopal, maybe we'll add you later. And then he was saying to me that he wanted Padmanabha Maharaj and I to form a sannyas council and to deal with issues surrounding the preaching tours, schedules, and preachers, and upcoming sannyas and candidates, and sannyasis who need help or whatever issues come up. So we agreed to do that. Then I was in New Zealand, and some opportunity came up to stay down in Australia, New Zealand, until Karthik and just preach down there, not going on another world tour, and I was feeling that might be nice, so I called up to Gurudev's, and Brajan, I asked him to pass my request on to Gurudev that I just stay down there, and he said, no, Gurudev said, you must come to California because he wants to have a meeting about his legacy. It will be important meetings that he's calling many leaders to come about his legacy. So that's why we're one of the reasons, important reasons that he came. So then yesterday Pamanamaraj asked me, say, when are the meetings going to start? I said, oh, well, actually, they already happened. He said, what? So I said, yeah, there were already committees were called and decisions were made, and now, you know, some conclusions are going to be distributed. And he said, well, we'd like to hear about these meetings. So I felt that since we were told to form, since part of the overall plan is to create the committees that function kind of independently, and we were supposed to have this committee, Sannyas Committee, would be actually good for me before I went back in with Gurudev to get some input from the sannyasis. So I filled them in on the content and as much as I could the mood of those of this first two meetings, the one with Gurudev and the one with the group without Gurudev after he gave us our instruction. So in a way it's kind of hard to have this meeting without knowing kind of what that moods of those meetings were. So maybe I should just try to encapsulate it for all those who weren't here. And it also involves some sensitive and very confidential topics, and it's also difficult to understand the context of everything without understanding those details, I think. Am I wrong? So I would just ask that, this, you're all senior men, and these situations, while I heard rumors, others have heard rumors, now I heard directly from Srila Gurudev's lips about a stressing situation in one sense, another sense it's very transcendental to it, but he began the meeting by pointing out that this year there was a mood shift within the Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti itself, called it a change in mood. And that they wanted to eject 30 to 40 people from within the samiti, and including one sannyasi who has done a lot of seva, especially for Gurudev, and is very favorable to Gurudev. And Gurudev didn't want to hold this meeting before the parikram and cast a pall over the parikram, so they had the meeting after the Navadvip parikram. And during the meeting, some fistfight broke out between two men in saffron, and Gurudev basically walked out and resigned, tendered his resignation as secretary and vice president of the samiti. At that point, they did not accept his resignation, but a week later, we were in Bombay, they held another meeting and sent a letter accepting that they were going ahead with it, because Gurudev expressed his mood that in 60 years, they've never thrown anyone out. You know Gurudev's mood. And even one time he was joking with him, Marulamba, oh, sometimes this so-and-so sannyasi, he gets me so upset, and I want to throw him out, but I cannot. And he laughed. So, his mood is to keep working with us and overlook our problems and difficulties. And, he doesn't like the mood of kicking anyone out. So he told him, for 60 years, there's been no problem. Now, all of a sudden, problem. And he said, I cannot be party to this or a part of this. But there were some other serious ramifications to this. He said that 5 years ago, when the money was going to start coming from the West, they wanted to develop things in India. They were advised that there would be, the Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti was not set up legally in a tax ways properly, that donations coming in would be tax-free. In other words, they would like 90% taxes or something. So Gurudev said, I consulted with the entire body of the Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti leaders. I explained to them, I had the auditor come and explain that a trust should be created, Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti Trust, with the same exact leaders on it. It was not a different organization, it was not something Gurudev was bringing a Western organization to control the assets, but as a loyal member of Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti, he was saying this way would save the funds for the project rather than the government. So they accepted, the same board was put on, Shiva Bahman Maharaj as president, Gurudev as vice president, secretary, like that. Without consulting with Gurudev, several leading members of the committee basically convinced everyone else that this was against Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Maharaj's wishes and desires, creation of Sada Trust, and they gutted the trust. Which in effect means that the Samiti is itself is actually the controller of the properties in India that has been funded by all the devotees. Mayapur, Govardhan, which is nearing completion, Devastila, which was completed, Rup Sanatan, which we know Prankishore and others collected, mainly Prankishore, to renovate and build.
Keshav
Jyogodi Mas also. Govardhan Sanatan, of course, is a private project. Asking us to at the conclusion of this, I'm sorry for we missed the intro. Basically, there's been a split in Govardhan Samiti, and all the properties in India are now under the control of a party opposed to Gurudev. So Gurudev has called five of us and myself to a meeting 2 days ago to explain this, and then he wanted us to. I was even submitting, he didn't do anything independent. His point was, he always, before he did anything, he consulted with all of them, he let them know, and up until this year, he said he didn't detect this mood shift in them. But when they wanted to throw these 30, 40 people out along with one sannyasi, he wouldn't agree, and then he tendered his resignation. As secretary vice president, they accepted the secretary, but not the vice president, but the secretary is the actual strong legal role. The names were given of Pariyatak and Acharya. Pariyatak Maharaj and Acharya Maharaj were the two leading this basically move to drive people out of the Samiti and to that gutted the trust and seize the asset. And the sannyasi was a sannyasi favorable to Gurudev is Pari Brajak Maharaj. And Gurudev spoke highly of him in the meeting that he's done many things that they can't do, so he's indicating something by that, I think.
He's come up with people.
So this is, of course, you know, heavy news on my ears. And so at the same time, I can see Gurudev's, you know, transcendental detachment, at the same time, his concern. And he asked this group to, that now they should, he said, form an international board of trustees of 15, 16 members of our senior members. He mentioned Padmanabh Maharaj's name, my name, Ranya Maharaj's name, along with yourselves, this group of five householders who were there, Gopinath, Radhakanta, Nirguna, Rajanath, and Budara, I mean myself, but, form an international board of trustees, 15 men, to try to preserve the legacy. And if I would like to, you know, Gurudev, as long as he's with us, of course, wouldn't be the one to directly negotiate with these parties. But he wanted help, yeah. He wanted help basically somehow to maintain Braj. If he could maintain the properties in Braj, then they would.
I know this
needs
to be finished.
Yeah, in that detail.
I want to mention basically Hari Navananda, who I also invited to the meeting, which he just, you know, where
right.
The guru is, and the guru is asking where you're going, and because I'm going to the meeting, and Krishwam advised me and some others in the asking supporting guru. He's supposed to relate a message to me that I should speak to guru immediately and before any other meetings are taking place. So I kind of, it just kind of demonstrates the situation, kind of the chaotic nature of it. Anyway, what I'd like to interject, because I don't know where this meeting is going and I'm kind of obliged to go.
Okay.
And but, you know, I really wanted to be here in this meeting, obviously, so I don't know what we decide to do. I wanted to interject here quickly and just tell about a conversation we, the two of us, Aranya Maharaj and me, had in Brazil just a few months ago, where we discussed some of the future of the Sangha. I don't know if you remember, but you mentioned also some trustees or something, and I told you then, never mind the buildings in India. They will be all lost.
Yeah.
I made that prediction. And I said, and then you said, well, as long as we can use them. And I said, don't count on that. You will be banned in no time. Because I personally built multi-million dollar projects in Israel, and they're being sold now. So I know these are not our assets. And this is one thing I want to contribute to the community, that I know our assets are our devotees. This is what I'm concerned about. I don't care about how many buildings, how many millions of dollars, how many whatever we lose. It doesn't matter. They can be replaced tomorrow. There is an abundance of money in this world. There's an abundance of buildings in this world. If we add 5, 10, 100 more, it will make no difference whatsoever. But what we make a difference is we make one more devotee, and we can keep that devotee, you know? Because we can make so many new members, and so many will come and go. Remember, Sridharma said, but be surprised about that one who stays. Mm-hmm. So this is our effort, and this is why I wanted to also have this meeting. So we can discuss how can we prevent some valuable men to be lost. Because I sent some letter out to some devotees about one very valuable devotee who just left. And I've seen this over the last 30 years happening over and over. And I struggled against this in ISKCON with all I could, as long until the point where I had to resign. And the funny thing is, I told some of the devotees that are close with me, I told, and I said, watch for this to happen to Gurudev. Literally. And it's like, you know, welcome to the club. This is what I want to tell Gurudev. Welcome to the club, because we've been here already for that. We had to leave the house, the mission of our Gurudev, because our movement has some serious problems. How we can address these problems, how identify these issues. This is what I want to meet together and draw upon all the experience and of the senior devotees. So I have to go now, and maybe...
Well, then I would... Yes,
I think
not go along.
It's the fact that the... What are you saying?
That the problem is now in Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti. It did not happen overnight, but it was building up.
It's
and because
of the original problem.
Not some attention being put into this, the way it was set up, the way it was managed, and that therefore now everything is just being lost. Everything is being lost. So I think Kriparampu was suggesting that things are, that the committees and everything are set up in such a way that there's a check and balance system, that it never develops to the state where all of a sudden there's a big coup and all these people are out and all of these people have taken over something.
I keep doing it. I was then president in Washington, D.C. I gave my last effort with ISKCON because Sadhguru Maharaj invited me to come there.
And, you know, I see the same thing happen there. I've seen it over and over happen. And now I see it happening here. The Gurudev wrote, I sent a letter to Gurudev just a few days ago and said, I'd rather not come to Bajra. I'd rather just, I've lost pretty much all hope that in Gaudiya Math these issues will be addressed. And so he insisted I come, and he said, I want to sit with you and discuss. So in a sense, I understand why he's calling me now, because he wanted to discuss these things with me, and this proposal that I've written some time ago, which he has handed over to some of his men in India. He told me a year ago. And I mean, of course, I knew it wasn't going to go anywhere from there. Anyhow, it's just an idea, it's just a way, a start to discuss.
Mm-hmm.
And so, anyway, I kind of feel urgent that I need to go now. And I see, I did not call this meeting. It was in a discussion with Padma Maharaj that you actually called this meeting today, because there's so little time left.
Yeah.
So, but it looks like, you know, now it's a good day that I called this meeting. So I need to explain kind of that it happened. And I thought maybe you want to come.
Well, I think really,
maybe
in
you
the,
should come.
In due respect, the sannyasi conclusion, to the cut to the chase, because I can't fill you in all the details, but the sannyasi asked to hear what was going on, and we concluded that we would like, as a group, to go also sit with Gurudev and have some input into, rather than just, you know, everyone's told, well, this is the way the new organization is. And I didn't tell you what that is, so.
You were just telling that it was the interjected that we had appointed a board with about
things. Yeah, I did tell you.
Yeah. Yeah, but then they made a meeting and tried to make it four and push that.
Well, there's a lot of
no.
Yeah,
you
can take that.
So you know the difference.
Basically, in essence, they had a single effort of limiting the number of trustees on the board to a small number. And
yeah.
this is one issue of contention, that this was done without participation of most of the most important members of the Sangha.
And the argument was given that we don't want to deal with those people.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, well, who are these people? These people are, you know, senior people. I mean, they're...
So, Mark, do you want to come?
I think we're going to have to go.
That's why I think...
I wrote also to devotees, you know, my reluctance to come here because I knew there wasn't going to be enough time to, you know, give justice to this issue that we run around the world trying to make so many new members. You know, in 1972, Srila Prabhupada wrote a letter to Hansa Dutta where he said, let us now stop trying to make new members and keep watering down the milk until there's no longer milk to keep the custom. And if we continue like this, everything will be destroyed. So this is literally Srila Prabhupada's work. And I have been calling for this for years and try to speak out on this in a gentle way, that, you know, we need to take the time to really address these issues. Otherwise, you know, history will repeat itself and everyone will be disappointed and just go away.
There were two issues.
There
is legacy.
Yeah, I really.
So
we
got
it.
No problem.
Yeah, why not?
But your words. Memory is not so good in Kali Yuga.
Yeah, but then you should ask permission first.
So when I put it, I went like this. I'm going to do something to meet me. Well, that's so cool. I told them to make something. And then I don't call all of them. And they will take that. And I was waiting also for you. And that is why I thought that something should be something that is done.
So if I apologize, I was delayed for one day in Brazil.
No, that is not.
I want to come
wrong today that you could not come here and you were this. Or you have announced that day.
We should explain. Because
why?
Yesterday
I don't want to hear any explanation for you. You according to me, I'm like a guru.
Yeah.
You are my student. So try to do my obligation. Follow me.
Yeah. We have heard, and I've been hearing from Vrajanath Prabhu since Navadvip, and in emails also, that you want a sannyasi council to be formed. Sannyasi council. A group of sannyasis and preachers that you want that this committee should be formed.
Right.
So we are forming it. We are here in Badger to form it. And we are having our discussions in this committee.
Why not to meet us?
He has come to you. He is our representative.
We wanted to present our conclusions or whatever recommendations. That is why I was waiting for you. That you should come. And then we will discuss something. Mm-hmm. And then we will call. I want you to discuss now. You can discuss. And make some on paper what
agenda proposal. Uh-huh.
And then with a lawyer or his expert, we should see. There is no hurry. But I want in my present, there is, I am old now. At any time I may come. But I am not so anxious, I have to. Not so much. I know God. I know God. So you should do. Now you can go. Discuss and make some proposals how to, but don't make some very controlling try to always be that in love and once you know, you should not answer anyone comes and goes.
Western contact?
Yes.
I've seen and designed a telephone. Oh, thousands of them. That is larger. That's why we know they can handle it. At the time of Guru Maharaj, also very expert of high family, very learned, graduation, so away. And very intense, they came. You know, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, thousands came and still going and coming. We cannot so, it's like very, not so much hard thing. And we should try to reconcile something and give it up. I want also something that we should be some committee, like go public, go distribution, or for
social work.
Social work, okay. Because without social work, we cannot have a government approval in India or anywhere. So anyhow, in this life, we have to maintain social work too. Like poor feeding, clothing,
medicine,
children helping, like all the
world.
And then you have to make some form.
One thing, Shuruji, what you are saying about Kal and the influence of Kal, most of the senior devotees, we have seen that also.
Not
from the
like
time
me.
I know you have seen it a million times more.
Average
something.
Yes.
Yes.
So you should not think that your advice is so.
No, I'm not thinking that, Guruji. I'm only wanted to say that we are very concerned. All the senior devotees are very concerned that what work that you have done in this world on our behalf and for the whole world, that it will be preserved now and in the future as much as possible. Kal may
but
come and change it all.
I know that you want.
Yeah.
But if you are not developing your Krishna consciousness, you can do it.
Yes, I accept.
Never. So try to
But do it. We also need this Sangha to develop this stuff. Because on our own,
it's difficult.
For so many years, we tried to practice on our own. And now we found a home where we can have a like-minded devotees, so we're so concerned.
I know that you will do, you will try, but in the last you will see.
Oh my God.
I know, because this world is that, controlled by God or Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga will not let you permission to do all these good things.
But should we try though?
Or you should try.
Or
try
should we not try?
No, but we should not
yeah,
try.
Yeah, to try is Bhakti.
Bhakti.
To try is Bhakti.
I never
want
that the rules and regulations should govern all of
us. Yeah.
And that is why I resigned. Yeah. They wanted to, by force, by regulations to control and to pick out some devotees from the nation. I told that this is
against
the government. So, better my education is there, but I'm really happy to know this. Now I'm satisfied.
I can understand why Bhaktisiddhanta Swami Thakur or Siddha Swami Maharaj, they're not making any will, but why they're not appointing any guru? Why he's not making this and next acharya go to the
I don't understand it. And the very same people are told to me, and he thanks me. He tries to realize. So I told him 1,000 times
of that. 1,000.
You have to do bhajan. Don't be engaged so much in this thing. Let them experience. That is why I don't never involve in this. Because I cannot do, I don't know anything. You are lesson sir. I have not gone even to his school then. College even. I have not seen this thing.
You have gone to the greatest university, you told us.
He said when you come to Goryama, first thing you'll notice there is no rule. Everything is going by Shraddha.
Okay.
So you
just follow this. So you can now go. Please don't mind what I go to. You want the truth. And you should realize my mood. And if you will not realize, you will pass so many stuff. And you will be banal, always. I know all these things. That is why I do something. Something. And I have started my video and everything. And that is why I can reconcile all these things. And I never become in my life, whole life, I have never seen so many of
that. So Gurudev is just saying that we could try, but we should not become disturbed, and
yes.
Our bhakti should not be disturbed by it.
If
and
it, if it doesn't happen, then don't get your bhakti disturbed.
Right.
Yeah. Yes, okay. I will be happy. You?
Thank you, Shri Gurudev.
He's not overly concerned with rules and regulations. Some should be there. He's not overly concerned with management and meetings and organizations because the effect of time is such that, and all our guys know this, it will destroy any of our great plans that we have. But at the same time, something should be done to try to preserve the legacy. He did say he wanted us to meet. He did say he had started preliminary meetings because Kripa had been delayed and he wanted that there should be some meeting of all the senior men, how things should be adjusted and reconciled very nicely to go on, to go on so we can take association. And, you know, you can hear the whole mood from the tape and make it available. But the key thing right now is that he said we should have some, you know, we call the Kripa this meeting, we can have a meeting. We can make a proposal how we think his legacy can best be preserved based on all our experiences. He also said, he said, I have 100 times more experience than all of you with the dissolution of things. And he said, even, and then he mentioned this incident with Goyadas meeting now where he said, no, they wanted to kick them out. And I said, I cannot, that is against Bhakti. So I resigned, but I'm always there to advise you or give help. He said, so it is very lacking at the end.
Very sweet.
He also said, some of you are thinking that I am being controlled by someone. And he said, actually, even my parents knew they could not control me. I'm only controlled by Krishna and Bhakti, so no fear for that. So asked us to go ahead and meet, so that's where we stand now.
He said, I'm like a guru. I know something.
Well,
so I think in essence, what Gurudev, and that's what I try to propose a summary of the...
We're not we what are we doing here? Are we playing this? Oh, we're playing?
Can we hear something?
I don't think we have time for it now.
You're going to record
you can,
this now.
You can always listen to it. In summary, I said that Gurudev, what you want us to do, we can try to preserve your legacy and try to help your preaching organizing, but you don't want it to trouble us and in any way affect our bhakti negatively. And he said, yes, that is what I want. And I think that's basically what summarizes Gurudev's greatest concern, that he sees that we have this tendency to get all wrapped up in these things and get all worried about it and forget what really most important.
And even address your point, right? The last point you made was, I'm worried about the boys leaving, and
said, don't worry about devotees leaving. Right there.
Whole story.
Yes.
Every group.
But I feel also that it is in our own self-interest to create a sangha that we feel comfortable fully supporting, not only 10%, 20%, but 100% or more, and feel that this sangha conducts itself in a way that I can 100% support it, and will also be there for me down the road to give me shelter from the material world and have some. This is what I stressed to the Gurudev, is that even though he stressed that Narada Muni and I don't know what other examples he gave, they never cared for any of these things. But I was trying to express that, you know, we are very weak. We, you know, to do bhajan for us, we need some sangha that we can comfortably get together and have kirtan together and have strength from this. Because we cannot do this on our own, alone out there. So this is why this is more important to us than maybe to many others. And we understand it. It's not absolutely essential, but for us it is very important.
One significant thing that we had said was when he was stressing this point about you can try, but Kal is all powerful, and whatever effort you may make, it may become zero in the end, like this. So then I asked her, it will become zero.
No.
What did he say about Kali? He said something about Kali.
Do the infos of time, friends become enemies, and enemies become friends.
Yeah. But then he said, and then I said, so then should we not try? In other words, should we not try to go against this constant, you know, denigrating influence of Kal? But he said, to try is bhakti. We should try, but we should not be attached to the result, and we should know that in the end, you know, by the influence of time, it's going to come like that. So nevertheless, all the acharyas try, and we're given the order to also, Gurudev is telling us that I do want to establish some rules and regulations, but he said it should be done in a very gentle way and with love and affection.
Love and affection rule.
The other thing I like to also build on that actually in a way it is a great failure of all of us Grihastas. Because really, Gurudev does not want the sannyasins so much to get involved in it. But because of the urgency of the situation, many times we have to do things that really, you know, we shouldn't be doing based on our ashram or whatever. And specifically Gurudev doesn't really want, and actually the truth is a lot of the sannyasins or whatever, they are actually also worried about that. Because in this one, what happened is the sannyasins failed to go over the management, and that was one of the problems. And this is one of the issues I wanted to bring up in this meeting. So I suggest that the little time we have left, but we should maybe come to a consensus as to what it is we're trying to establish with this meeting, and maybe put an agenda and move ahead.
And let me. Why don't we describe what the committee of Gurudev formed yesterday came up with?
But I think, isn't this one of the topics on the agenda?
No, because we're going to have to come together with them, right? So if we know what, if we can see the points of commonality, we don't have to recreate things, we can even get their things that are in harmony with them.
Well, he's talking about the trust.
Yeah.
Let's put this as the number one, because it's hurt.
You look so good.
Yeah.
All
right. So, they propose that if and for any properties in India, there would be a trust in India. And it would be according to Indian law, which would probably mean out of whatever many trustees, the majority have to be Indian. So at that point, Rudy said, no, I want an international trust, and I don't like Indians.
Stop the tape recorder.
So then he said, well, then Bobinath said, well, don't worry, Gurudev, they'll just be the figureheads. They, you know, we'll actually, the seven executive offices, they can all be white, and they can actually run the thing, you know. And he said, don't involve.
Let me show them, please.
Said, no, don't involve that. He said, no, don't involve that one. And so I don't know who they're going to replace them with. But and then he said, well, what about you, Gurudev? Can we make your trustees? And I'm just advising, you know, I don't.
we'll make you honorary.
Okay, so
the point is that was about the problem. Now, for the rest of the world, they didn't really want to have an international board of trustees. They didn't. They just wanted to have one committee to handle the books and the any hard assets like buildings in India and the books, and then everything else would just be committee will be formed to handle these different areas. And Rudy then brought the social welfare work, the medicine, children's care, feeding the poor. That these are necessary things also that we should be involved in.
We're not talking about the national committee and then the board that they don't want to be.
Yes.
Not to me, they're going against the.
Well, and they kept hammering on it, and I was in shock. So I thought, well, that's, in a sense, that's why we're here, gentlemen, because Aman Amrai collared me yesterday sometimes and said, hey, when are the meetings going to start? I said, oh, well, there've already been three, and things have already been decided. And he said, what? And then so he said, well, Francis called the Sannyas Committee, so we did, and then we said, well, let's go in and talk to Rudy. And we said, because some issues are being left out here. And then that's when then we got the other Steve Romnick said call this meeting.
But can I maybe interject one thing is that when I heard about this trustees issues in India properties, this is when I mentioned to you. I'm like, let's just forget about those. I really don't care. Because they're gonna be
I don't think names and labels are so important. Now the arguments from within that group are this. 15 people is unmanageable. Too many diverse opinions, and then it caused everything down, and you can't run anything.
Even if
you exactly. They argued with Gurdjieff on the spot. I will stand firm on that.
The second meeting again.
And Gurdjieff started weighing the work, and he started adding again devotees to it, and then they said, we can't do this. We don't want to work in a group like that.
And did they actually
said in the private meeting,
Wait, but they're not interested in diverse opinions.
Mm-hmm. Well, they got some diverse opinion on their own board, but I'm just.
But that's what you said. That's what you said.
So when they went back in front of Gurdjieff to say only four Gurdjieff started adding, and then I said, well, actually, Gurdjieff, there's some disagreement on this point. And it's a work in progress. They haven't read the conclusion. Where it gets bogged down, where I saw it all getting bogged down was in legal terms. They would start saying, well, a trustee means he has legal liability. And I don't want that. They all didn't want it, unless they ordered me to. Do these other people who are that we don't want to work with because they, you know, they cause us headaches. Do they understand what it means to be a trustee? It's a legal responsibility. You can be sued and this and that and other thing. So my point was, I don't think we have whatever you call it. There doesn't even have to be a so-called legal entity. But still, Gurdjieff wanted a lot of senior devotees to. Preserve the legacy, not a small group. That was very clear to me. So whether it's a legal entity or not, doesn't matter.
So can you clarify here, what is that trust going to control? Is it all the publication rights, or just the properties, or just
the board? Well, Gurdjieff said he wanted the international trust of a broad section of senior devotees to control the legacy, yeah.
But what is the legacy? I'm talking about legally speaking, what is at stake?
What are the hard assets? I mean, other than the devotees, which is all their independent thing, there may or may not be some property. There's one property in India, and also Pakistan land in Delhi, and then there's the books.
The books.
Books, which are not intending to copyright or enforce a copyright on. They just want to see they're done right. And, if some renegade in the future wants to reprint a book, there's not going to be a major law.
We don't know that.
Well, for now,
I've been told that directly by Rudjanov on many occasions.
Yeah, but
if anyone wants to publish an inferior result, they won't stand against the superior result. That's the way to go. And that was also advised by lawyers.
Yeah, that's also what the BBC finally concluded. Instead of just going around suing everybody, make a good product and a good service.
Yeah, but we're not concerned about how we all going to peacefully fight with each other and compete with each other. But we're trying at this point to preserve a loving, harmonious
because
cooperation.
The goal and plan, everyone is sincere. They also wanted to speak for a day.
Can we ask something of what Gurdjieff said about what is an international community?
because you can discuss what they want, but
you said 15, he said 15 members, 15 members.
Country, or
he said both, it could be geographical and by commit, you know, like area of responsibility.
What I
can
think
name Padmanabha Mahārāja.
But
name.
Can I?
Well,
can
we stop as a real meeting where you don't just shout when you want to be heard, but you put up your hand and get heard? Because I don't like this kind of meeting. I want to be.
We did have a chairman, we did have a secretary, we got many got to serve, and if we want to go back to a regular meeting, we can.
We should.
Okay, so then the chairman regularly the speakers and the point of the agenda. So then the point is, I'd like to bring everyone up to speed on what the other committee proposed to Guru Dev. What they proposed was a small group of men who managed the hard assets and a many committees, geographical and by an area of the responsibility, book distribution, you know, cross line, and that those committees just be given independence to manage their own budget, like the Sannyasi Council, they can keep their dakshin and just send it to send where the sannyasis have to go, or what they need to do, or more other preaching, not just sannyasis, preaching council. Then, because we've got Brahma President, one of us, we've got Our Lady speaking also. So, in other words, and there's so many issues there, you know, like in New Zealand, they said, look, we're happy to pay for someone, but they got to stay for 3 weeks. We're not going to pay for 3 days. Fine. So there's issues. Anyway, they said committees, and then those committees, they really don't have to do anything. If they need help from other committees, they can talk to them, and it's a very kind of loose, but, and there really is no legal kind of managerial body, and then there's some executors who handle the, you know, property in India, and as far as the West goes, I guess whoever buys the building owns it or something. I mean, you know, it wasn't clear that there would be any kind of overall executive type of board. This was, okay, Radhakanta, Gopinath, Brajanath, Nirguna, and Vidar.
Okay, I think we all can understand, I think, and this is why we are basically calling for